From NPR Music, this is Out Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This is so good.
It's a great way to start a new year.
Ooh, happy 2013.
New music for a new year.
Lots of promises that, you know, you can't keep. Lots of New Year's resolutions you can't keep. You know, you're going to go to the gym. You're going to stop eating junk food. You're going to stop talking to your ex. But there's one promise we can keep.
What is that?
Good music.
This is a thing called Sin Dormir from Royal Highness. Tell us about this one.
Okay, first of all, this is the bomb. This is, I mean, we've heard so much cumbia. There's been like a new cumbia invasion, and some of it is really good. Some of it, it's just okay. This is one of the best new cumbia tracks I've heard. It's like chopped and screwed cumbia.
Yeah.
Scrumbia.
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Because
too,
it's that like slow, syrupy southern. It's from Texas. And it's so drawn out and grindy and sexy. It's Royal Highness, which is Príncipe Siu and King Louis, also known as Luis Espada and Spani Quintanilla, Selena Quintanilla's nephew.
Really?
Yep. We've played some of their stuff before, some of their scrumbia stuff. This is the track Sin Dormir, Without Sleeping. Where'd you find this?
Great way to start the new year. And also, I brought something in that's a little different, but I think you might recognize at least the rhythm. This is called What's Up from the Spanish-Bolivian MC by the name of Hector Guerra.
This is so good.
This is straight out banda.
Yeah. Right? No, but this is really... I don't want to say it.
No,
this is good banda.
This is traditional banda. Okay. It's good. I'm glad you said that because we need to make a difference between the very commercialized form of banda that has a similar groove, the tuba, the oompa oompa thing, This is Spanish-Bolivian MC Hector Guerra, who relocated to Mexico, and he discovered this traditional banda sound coming out of Michoacán, which is in the northwest part of Mexico. So this is traditional. It's a nod to traditional banda and not the commercialized banda that I think you're used to hearing and not liking.
Well, yeah, that's something that you've really educated me on. Because, you know, before I met you, I didn't really listen to a lot of banda. And any banda that came to my ears was whatever was playing on the banda radio stations. And a lot of times it was just very pop, very synthesized.
Yeah.
And, you know, I respect all forms of music, but I don't necessarily love all forms.
Sure.
But then you started playing some banda tracks for me that I really enjoyed. Like, this is, to me, very good. I really like this. I would listen to this.
You know, the rest of his album, there's another track with banda. There's Andean music. There's reggae. There's cumbia. There's all the rhythms and styles that are kind of, you know, the common denominator language among Latin alternative artists right now. But he does them in a very, very specific and very artistic way.
There's also a quirkiness to this, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a total, like, yeah, there's something very quirky and offbeat about it that's endearing. This quirkiness actually reminds me of our next track, which is a song I brought, totally unrelated. This is from Argentina, a band that is also known for its quirkiness. This is CLDSCP, and the track is called Gitano, or Gypsy. Sé que usted está buscándome, y no se irá sin conocer qué es lo que pienso yo. Ahora que veo su deseo, oh. En la oscuridad del cabaret, no supe hablar ni comprender quién piensa usted que soy. Yo no merezco tantos besos.
Oh, these guys are killing me with this. This is great.
I was worried that you were going to say that it's sloppy.
No. Uh-uh. There's a swagger in its sloppiness.
Oh, swagger. You Someone's know? Been listening to their 10-year-old.
No, there is. There is. No. See, what is...
CLDSCP. It's all the consonants in the word caleidoscopio.
CLDSCP. I like these guys, even if I have a hard time with their name. I like with any of the stuff that you've played so far. I really dig it. And this falls in that category.
And do you see where the similarities come with the last track? It's
yeah,
kind of like that wah, wah.
Well, in the way that they're reimagining something traditional.
Sure.
Because I hear maybe a jarana, that little guitar, the accordion, and maybe they're from where? They're from
Argentina.
Argentina. So there's I hear a lot of different things in this music, the accordion, all that stuff. And they're reimagining it, and it just, it's so strong.
There's something really clunky about their music. Like, it almost reminds me of, you know, I used to, in a past life, I studied sculpture and carpentry. And it reminds me of, like, a sculpture or carpentry studio where there's just a lot of beautiful scraps everywhere, and there's a lot of stuff. And it's all very beautiful and overwhelming and comforting. Like, it's not necessarily disgusting. It's just, it's beautiful and overwhelming. And that's kind of exactly what they do. The new album, which this song is off, is called El Almacén de las Canciones. So what's an almacén? Like a grocery store? Almacén?
I don't know that phrase.
Almacén?
No.
Oh, it's like a bodega.
Okay.
So it's like the grocery store song. Or the song, no. The grocery store of songs. Who is Silvana Kane?
Silvana Kane is a vocalist from Vancouver, Canada. And she has Peruvian roots, Peruvian background. She used to be with this band called Pacifica. But she has a solo album out.
I remember Pacifica. You played it last year.
Yeah, they had a very nice a couple albums out. She has a new solo album out called La Jardinera, and this track is called Cardo o Ceniza. ¿Cómo será tu cuerpo al recorrerme como corazón si estoy de Estoy de muerte. Se quebrará mi voz cuando se apague. De no poderte hablar en el oído. Quemará mi boca saliva. We're going to end the show with a handful of female vocalists that are in... We've switched moods quite a bit from the top of the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're very in a melancholy.
Well, yes and no. I mean, we opened with a guy who... I think maybe the theme of today's show is... I'm thinking about you all the time. You're driving me crazy. I can't even sleep. Which is how we open the show, with the guy who couldn't sleep because he's thinking about this woman. And then the gypsy song, which is a man who's singing, I what have I done to deserve all these kisses? And then, you know, you have Silvana Kane, who's talking about, what would my skin look like?
Ooh. And your song, La Pared.
You got to listen to this one.
This is
my favorite new bolero. This is Ileana Cabra. Tell me if you recognize this voice. Now, you've heard her hundreds of times.
Okay, tell me.
Ileana Cabra is René Pérez Joglar from Calle 13.
Uh-huh.
It's his little sister.
Really?
She sings all the hooks for Calle 13.
Oh, that's right.
We saw her
in
and
Prospect
she
Park.
Shines on her own on that
right,
stage.
Right.
You know, she's like this tiny, energetic woman.
Right.
Next to all these...
Wow.
Big hip-hop dudes.
Listen to this. This is a very straight-ahead, traditional big band bolero.
So this is Ileana Cabra, a.k.a. PG-13, PG-13. And she's doing La Pared by Puerto Rican composer Roberto Anglero.
It's very impressive. It's impressive because it is a classic song structure. It is a classic instrumentation with this little twist on it. But I'm just blown away that it's the girl that's up there, the young woman that's up there with Calle 13. I love it. What a great idea. What a great idea to break her out of that and identify herself on her own. That is so cool.
Oh, and I love that. This is like a straight-up bolero. I mean,
it's
like the essence of the sweet torture of loving someone amazing that, like the song says, hay una pared. There's a wall that divides us. And one day, I'm gonna break that goddamn wall. No puedo mirarte. No puedo abrazarte. No puedo besarte. Ni sentirte mía. Mía nada más. Mía nada más. Esa maldita pared. Ahí está la pared. I don't know how you came into boleros, but when I hear boleros, I can smell, I've said this on air before, I can smell my grandmother's cooking. My grandmother used to cook in the kitchen, she would be in the kitchen belting out these boleros, and she had a very tumultuous relationship with my grandfather, and she would just sing them. Like she was, she would belt this out. And, you know, one time she was singing, and then one day she wasn't singing for some reason. And one of the construction workers came up and asked her, why aren't you singing today? That's how loud she was.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think it all has, you're right, it has to do with context. And it has to do with life. Because when I was in high school, I said this before, I played in a band where we played Mexican weddings and quinceañeras and baptisms and stuff. And we played a ton of boleros. We played Sabor a Mí. We played all the boleros. But to me, they were just slow songs, right? When you're in high school.
Right, because, I mean, what do you know about
What
love?
Do you know about life, right? But then later on, it wasn't until much, much later that I really became a very big fan of the whole magic of the bolero.
And once so basically, once you had your heart stomped on.
Once you went through life a few times, yeah, absolutely. Once
then you
go through
get it.
Or you understand the joy of loving. You know, it's not just, they're not all tragic.
Sure.
A lot of them are just eternal love songs. So, yeah, once you understand life, not necessarily love, but life.
It's an acquired taste.
If you don't learn from life, you're not going to appreciate the bolero. There you go. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. We have one last vocalist. Her name is Sofia Rey. She's from Argentina. This song is called Mundo Piedra. Mundo Piedra. ¿Quién asoma su nariz? Te traiciono. En noviembre. Guerra de frío. Y un beso inocente. Mundo ausente. I'm cheating a little bit because this album came out in October and I've been listening to it a lot. And I'm finally getting the chance to play this. It's called De Tierra y Oro. She's a jazz singer.
I can tell, right, with that. She has a very smooth voice.
But what she's doing in this album and her other albums is she's blending the lines between jazz and traditional folk music from South America. Because if you listen to this whole record, you're going to hear music from Bolivia, from Paraguay, Colombia, Argentina, mixed in with jazz. You're going to hear charangos, you're going to hear harps, you're going to hear all these different things, bombos, the Argentine bombo. It's very well put together. And it's one of those things where, again, like, do you really need categories anymore when singers like this are, you know, there's a jazz sensibility, but there's also like a traditional sensibility, and just, it's just hearing music differently and in a new way. And I think she does a very good job. One of the standouts for me on this album was a version of La Llorona, the traditional Mexican folk song that like Chavela Vargas and Lila Downs, but they do it in a traditional Afro-Peruvian lando, which is a very slow groove. It really just, it's outstanding. The whole record is great.
Wait a minute. Since it turns out that today's show has been all about love lost and love yearned, should we go out on La Llorona?
I think so.
Okay, let's do it. And for those who don't know, La Llorona is a Mexican legend with many variations. But the gist of it, for the purposes of today's show, what you need to know is that she fell in love, she lost her love, she went pretty crazy, and she haunts little boys and girls today.
And someone wrote a song about it. So this is La Llorona from Sofía Rey from the album De Tierra y Oro.
Negro, pero cariño. soy como el chile verde, picante, pero sabroso. Yo soy como el chile verde, llorona y picante, pero sabroso.
Felix, have you ever heard La Llorona?
Have I ever heard her actual?
Yeah.
No, but I knew somebody who did.
Oh, come on. Can I?
I knew a kid who did, and we never saw him again, and he just was never the same, so I just stayed away. I've been trying to be a good boy ever since. La Llorona y el Cucuy, they hang out together, so the Cucuy is
the boogie monster.
The boogeyman.
Yeah.
What a great way to start out the year. This is a ton of great music, and as I was looking through new records to play today, I saw a few more in there that I'm going to pull out for the next couple of weeks, because this is January is going to be jam-packed full of really great music.
Awesome.
And you can hear all of these tracks that we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's NPR's Alt Latino.
Keep the conversation going there, because we're posting not just musical stuff, but things about arts and culture in general. And we'd love to hear from you. You can also listen to our stream, Alt Latino Radio. You can hear that at npr.org/music. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Happy New Year again.
Happy 2013.
Here we go.